John S. Doyle is here again with It Says in the Papers.
The weather is the main topic for the Irish Daily Star, the Irish Daily Mirror and the Irish Sun. Bert alert, says the lead headline on the Sun. It's referring to Storm Bert, which, according to the paper, will pummel Ireland tonight. The paper illustrates the story with a picture of the Muppet character of the same name. The Star goes for a picture of another Bert, the former Taoiseach. Bertie Ahern is the headline, beside a famous picture of Mr. Ahern up to the hem of his overcoat in floodwater after the River Talca in Dublin burst its banks in 2002. The Irish Daily Mail devotes a full inside page to a wonderful photograph of Keel Bay on Achill Island by Anna Sutcliffe, which shows somebody walking on the beach, which is covered in snow. First the snow, now the floods, says the headline. Floods and the election are on the mind of a letter writer to the Irish Times. Anthony Moran of Bundoran, County Donegal, says he has yet to hear any candidate commit themselves to banning any construction on floodplains. It astounds me, says Mr. Moran, when we are the subject of yet another flooding event, that politicians turn up at flooded properties that were clearly built on floodplains and promise yet more flood relief schemes. Still with the election, the Times leads with a report by Pat Leahy on the proposal by the leaders of the Green Party and the Labour Party for a left-wing alliance of their parties with the Social Democrats to open negotiations with Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil after the election. Leahy reports that the Fine Gael leader, Simon Harris, has rejected the idea. The Mail reports that Mr. Harris has warned of a transatlantic trade shock following the election victory of Donald Trump in the United States. But government officials here will seek to convince the incoming US administration that avoiding tariffs will be mutually beneficial, the paper says. The International Criminal Court's issuing of a warrant for the arrest of Israel's Prime Minister, Benjamin Netanyahu, for what the court claims are crimes against humanity and war crimes in Gaza is the main story for the Irish News. The paper's front page is made up like a wanted poster, with a large headshot of the Prime Minister. It is entirely right that he should face the court in The Hague, though this is unlikely to happen, says the Times in an editorial, and it is unlikely to halt the annihilation of so many civilian lives in Gaza, says the Irish Independent. The Irish Examiner leads with a report that the Cork City Coroner has appealed for barriers to be erected to stop people from driving over Cork City's quay walls. As he said, 13 people have entered the water in cars at one quay since 2018. The Independent leads with a report by Charlie Weston that tens of thousands of homeowners who originally took out their mortgages with Ulster Bank will be compensated after a blunder meant they were overcharged interest. More lives will be lost if treacherous roads in North Belfast are not made safer for cyclists, a councillor in that city has warned, after a man was killed on Clifton Street yesterday. So the Belfast Telegraph reports in its lead story. At the other end of the country, the Examiner in an editorial is critical of the Irish Farmers Association statement that greenway routes proposed by Cork City Council should avoid private property. The IFA's scepticism looks narrow-minded and obstructive, says the Examiner, particularly given the potential benefits for remote parts of the country.
John S. Doyle.